San Diego.
Love
What's good?
Talk Radio.
It's your girl,
Asia Lynn. It's Shishin. And now, for further ado, you are officially tuned in to Keeping It Real with Tea at the Roundtable. Today's tea will be discussed about the ups and downs and the ins and outs, turn-ons and turn-offs of relationships and everything in between with our lovely guest, Angel Wash.
We're having some difficulties right now. Angel, are you on the line? Angel Wash, are you online? Is she choked up or what? Well, I guess she's a little bit choked up. So, is anybody online right now? Y'all ready to talk about your relationships? The women, I mean.
Hello?
Okay, well, anyway, Shan. So...
Well,
what should we do now? Are we just going to talk amongst each other?
Well, since we can't get a hold to Angel,
mm-hmm.
We're just going to go ahead and, talk amongst each other. So, since it's just me and you, we're going to go ahead and answer these questions. So, my first question for you is, do you think it's okay to be friends with your ex?
No, honestly, I don't think so.
Why is that?
Because for one, you guys already got that chemistry. So it's bound to happen again, if you know what I mean.
Okay, you got a good point there. Me personally, I don't think it's safe to be friends with your ex because, like you said, if you guys had something then, you might end up having something again. It's always possible to happen again. But, I wouldn't want to be enemies with them, but, especially if I'm in a new relationship, and I should probably steer clear out of respect to my new, partner. But, I feel you on that one. Okay, so question two. Do you think that past relationship secret should always be kept hidden?
Secrets?
Yes. Like, if I were your new partner and I had secrets about my past relationship,
right.
Do you think I have to tell you everything, or do you think some stuff should just be kept where it's at?
To be honest, I'm going to want to know everything, because if it's something bad, what if it just, pop up out of nowhere and I might get hurt over your bull crap? No, the freak.
Oh, dang, you got a good point there.
So what about you?
That's true. I don't know. I would have to say that some things I just don't want to know, though, I don't even know, girl. I just think some things I just don't want to know. And if, I don't know. You know what I think?
What?
I think that as long as it's not harmful, and, they are, I don't know, as long as it's not, nothing is harmful about their secrets in the past, I think it's okay if they can keep it to themselves, because sometimes I just don't want to know. What if I just get turned off about it,
Right.
I don't know. I'm the type of person to be I think I'm going to drop you. But
forget that. At the end of the day. at the end of the day, your business is your business, and mine is mine. But if it's something serious that I need to know, because I'm not trying to get killed or beat over or, you know what I mean, just, no, over your bull crap, I can't. I'm sorry. Especially I got three kids, so, I mean, you know what I mean? No, it's not going
to
happen.
Oh, well, you got to be extra prepared, though. You can't let anybody in your life, so.
That part.
That makes a lot of sense.
So let me know ahead of time before anything start happening. Or it's going to be some problems.
Mm-hmm. All right, so for the third question, do you think it's important to know all of your partner's friends?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Why?
Why? But to be honest, because how can I put this? I don't know. I just don't want to know all your friends. I don't. I don't want to know all your friends.
I feel like
your friends need to be where they at.
I feel like I need to know all of your friends. Like, I need to be able to wean out which ones are good for you and which ones are not good for you. I mean, from my perspective, I mean,
okay.
I know you might not get rid of them. But I want you to know that I know and how I feel about the situation. Like, if you got one of them homeboys who are always trying to convince you to do some stuff that you ain't supposed to be doing,
okay.
I need to know about him.
I can dig it. Okay.
Whenever you're trying to go out with him, maybe I can, you know, whenever you're trying to go out with him or go kick it with him, you know, that gives me a little leeway to be like, hey, you know, let's do something else. You know?
That part. Okay.
I got to Block it. Like, you can't be coming at me with no, I got to know everything. Like, I can't be dumbfounded about it. I got to know everything, every detail about you. I need to know everything about all your friends, and I just need to know your friends. I need to know everything. Because technically, you're not just my boyfriend, you're my best friend, too. So I need to know everything.
Okay. I can do that.
The next question. Do you think it's okay to still keep in touch with your ex's family after you guys have already broken up?
I mean, if we cool, we cool. I mean, I think there's a limit. Like,
I don't know.
You can't really party with them like you would.
I don't know.
When y'all was together, but yeah. Other than that, no. I don't think it's. You know, I can't do that. I can't.
You know what? I would have to agree with that. And the reason why I say that is because, you know, 1 minute you could be close to his or her sister or brother, and the next minute, you know, when you guys are not together, they stop calling you sister, and they end up calling the next girlfriend sister, you know? Or, like, they not for me no more. They're not team Chan-Chan. They team the next chick, you know?
Okay.
And I think that's supposed to face that. So, I think you should, like, if I end up, you know, getting real close to your family and stuff like that, I just think that I should still always have my guards up. It should never be on some real stuff unless we get married or something like that. But if you're just my boyfriend, I don't think I should be so heavily involved with your family because we're not married. We're just dating. And we're just, you know, together for the time being.
I agree with you on some of it, but on all of it, no. Like, the fake stuff, okay, they have their, I mean, who wouldn't want to take up for their brother or sister?
I mean, that's true.
At the end of the day, I mean, we all have our relationship, or, you know what I mean, or that family member of theirs. So I don't think it's being fake. I just think it's more like, oh, look, I'm cool with her, so this is, you know what I mean, I'm going to tell her this, tell her that. But they have their limits. That's also my brother or my sister. So, you know what I mean? It's limits to that. You know what I mean? I don't want to get my brother in trouble, but at the same time, that's my brother. I don't want to, you know what I mean? I don't want to lose him.
So maybe fake wasn't the right term, but I'm thinking, like, maybe I should just keep my guard up. Because, you know, when I end up making friends with the sister and we hang out and we just end up being real, real close, you know, you just never know. They could end up hating me because my ex-boyfriend had told them to mess and lied and said that I did do something bad or hate me for something that I've actually done, you know? And I would hate, that's kind of like not something really solid for me. Like, I feel like, I don't know. I shouldn't be too close, but I can be close. Just out of respect.
Okay, Sanega, what you think? What do you think?
You know, call in. And you can just give us some opinions, you know, call in and let us know. You know, what do you think about those questions? What do you think about the answers? Do you have some better answers?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all for it. We're all for the real because we are keeping it real.
Keeping it real. So, it's your girl, Asia Lynn, and
it's your girl, Sharon Sherry. And we just want to close it out by thanking all the listeners for tuning in at Keeping It Real with the T at the Round Table.
All right, now.
Good night.